Time now to talk a little bit of about the Tour de France with Mike Tomalaris. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jimmy and Laurie, is it?
Yes, it is, mate. Not G'day, great boys. News yesterday for Richie Porte.
Nah, look, bad news. He was Australia's great hope for the Tour de France this year, and unfortunately, he crashed over a stage where we expected him to finish at least so he could make an assault on the Alpine stages, which kick in tomorrow. It's a rest day today, but bad news. I mean, I was fortunate enough, the SBS team here were fortunate enough to get to know Richie very, very well in the lead up to this year's tour, simply because coincidentally we shared the same hotel as the BMC team before the tour. And I can tell you he was very relaxed, very confident, very fit, very lean. He'd just come off the back of success at the Tour de Switzerland.
Yep.
And he was primed. It's so unfortunate, and it was such an innocuous accident, basically just ploughing into a peloton, a group of riders that slammed on its brakes as a result of the nerves and tension in the race prior to hitting the cobblestone sectors of that particular stage yesterday. Richie tried to veer away and try to protect himself, but in the end, he collected a spectator and fell to the ground, breaking his collarbone. He's out of the race. He says he'll come back next year, but 12 months is a long, long time between drinks. It's a real sad, sad occasion.
I was going to ask you about that, Mike, and we talk about in the AFL premiership windows and likelihoods of winning competitions and then the opportunity closes. He's now 33 years of age. Was this his best chance that he had? Because BMC had put him into a strong position on this tour. Is this his best chance?
You know, there's so much preparation and meticulous preparation and investment that goes into a person like Richie Porte. He's on a multi-million dollar contract and he's kept in cotton wool by the team. He is such a commodity, an important commodity, an expensive commodity. And for this to happen, for him to abandon the race in a puff of smoke, literally, it is a big loss. He's going to a new team next year, mind you. He's going to the Trek team, the American team. Look, at 33 years of age, you'd like to think that that time is running out. We asked him that question today, Jimmy, and he believes he's still got time on his side. Cadel Evans, for example, he was 34 when he won the tour in 2011, and he's using that as motivation.
Mike, have Team Sky got a problem they're about to face, given that Thomas is currently in second and Froome is the four-time champion? And they've obviously, you know, Thomas himself, if he's still in front when they're about to go to the Alps, he could go on and win this instead of Froome, couldn't he?
Well, Laurie, it's a good question, and that's the argument that's being thrown up now. Who's the team leader at Team Sky? Look, there's no question. Chris Froome is the team leader. He's won this race four times. We haven't hit the mountains yet. We're going to do that tomorrow. Sure, Geraint Thomas is in second place, and he's no slouch when it comes to mountain climbing. But he hasn't won a Grand Tour. He hasn't won a Tour de France. He's highly respected. Look, as far as I can tell, Geraint Thomas, the Welshman, will be Plan B if things don't work out as planned for Chris Froome.
Right.
Froome is about a minute behind now, and that's not much going into the high country. We'll know more this time tomorrow and over the next few days as to where Team Sky are at. But as I come to you on the rest day, make no bones about it, Froome is the man for Team Sky. He wants to win this for a fifth time and equal the record set by four other riders in Tour de France history.
He's currently favourite at tab.com.au too, $2 there. And, Vincenzo Nibali at $8 along with Geraint Thomas. Just on that, Mike, the reception that Chris Froome is getting from the crowds, what has it been on the back of that controversial inclusion in this race this year?
I've got to say, look, it was loud and boisterous at the very start. It has waned a little bit, but
right,
only because Froome has suffered. He's crashed a few times. Look, the booze are still there. The heckling's still there, but we'll know more in the mountains. And look, don't be surprised if it gets really ugly, because it's an open road. You've seen the pictures. There's up to 900,000 people expected on outdoors, not tomorrow, but the following day. I hope it doesn't get ugly. I hope the people will behave themselves, but it only takes one, doesn't it, to take out a rider.
Yeah. Who do we look to make their move, Mike, going up the mountain?
Look, Nibali for sure, Froome, Dumoulin. There's a host, but and look at even Geraint Thomas. But look, the leader at the moment is Van Avermaet, Greg Van Avermaet. He's from BMC. I don't expect him to be there at this time tomorrow. He's not a climber. His time in yellow will come to an end after 6 days.
We've got to come to an end on this interview, Mike. Fantastic. Great to hear your voice. I'm sure you're enjoying it over there. We do appreciate you giving us an update to all the listeners.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Laurie.